Representative Heineman moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 245 be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I again urge your concurrence. Basically, what we did with Senate Bill 245 is we added a hog house amendment to it, and I believe everybody does have a copy of that at their desk. I will just very quickly give you just a brief overview of what we did. We've talked enough about the IGT funds. Section 1, 2, and 3, basically we renamed the IGT to now call it the Healthcare Trust Fund. Section 4 provides some statutory guidance as to how those monies can now be invested. Section 5 renames the People's Trust Fund, which was the tobacco money, the Education Enhancement Trust Fund. Section 6 provides statutory guidance as to how that can be invested. Section 7 repeals the People's Interest Trust Fund. And Section 8 and 9 repeals the Youth at Risk Fund. Section 10 finishes out and says that this act is effective only if the proposed amendment to the Constitution is adopted. There also is a title amendment, and I would urge your concurrence to Senate Bill 245.
Further remarks? Hearing none. Question for the House is the Heineman motion that the House adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 245. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Opposed, no. The clerk will lock the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote on adoption of the committee report on 245.
Representative Garnas. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
The Heineman motion that the House adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 245 and received majority vote of members elect is hereby declared carried and adopted.